Y'all happy?
Yo, gear up, Taco Bell.
Ya quiero Taco Bell.
Doseli, das do matta rolfeni, lopenička. La panca doseli, 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 das do matta lopeni, lopenička. Kisel mali pepiček, rosla pali kosiček.
Yeah.
trumpets and baritones.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. That was a hot night down in Davina. I'll get to that in a second. But let's recap this little section we heard. Like I said, started things off with the Miner's Rose Waltz. Followed that with the Beer Bucket Polka and old Leroy Motoka tune. I don't think I've ever heard any other band play. The Mockingbird Waltz. Yesterday was Sunday, a little Czech two-step that we recorded on the Back to Moravia album out at the SPJST Hall in Byersville, and we had a good time recording that day, as you can hear it. Nothing like a little alcohol to loosen the creative juices, you might say, but we had a lot of fun on that one. The Moonlight Polka, a really pretty version of the Heartless Waltz, a solo version that I really wanted to put on this show to kind of highlight John's accordion playing, and that was actually recorded at a little bar in Austin right off the University of Texas campus called Cain and Abel's. For a couple of years, we actually did Super Bowl parties down there. The Austin area Green Bay Packer fan club, that was their hangout every Sunday when the Packers would play. And when the Super Bowl came around, the couple of years that the Packers were in the Super Bowl, they wanted a party, so they wanted a polka band since they were all a bunch of cheeseheads. So we played a Super Bowl party at a bar in Austin, and that was another one of those that just defies explanation. You just had to be there. But a good time was definitely had by all. And so that was the Heartless Waltz. Followed that up with Spanish Eyes. And again, kind of so funny to go back through all these recordings, and so many memories just come flooding back of different dances and things that went on. And this is one of those where a lot of times, especially being a new band kind of starting out and trying to get your foot in the door, a lot of times it was us against the world. You know, you really had to fight for everything you got, and that was one of those situations. It was a battle dance we played in West with a couple other bands, and since there was only room for two bands on the stage, we kind of got the short end of the stick and were shoved down on the side on the floor, and we didn't care too much for that, but being the new guys on the block, there wasn't much we could do about it. So in that case, you make the best of a bad situation, and you decide you're going to have fun no matter what, and at the same time, you kind of get a little fire in your belly. You know, you want to go out and prove something, and I think we did that day. A lot of that whole ole, ole, and all that stuff at the end, one was us just having a good time. I think that whole song, you can hear that. We just kind of let it all hang out. But at the same time, a little bit of sarcasm in there, maybe just a little bit of irritation, you know. But that's one way to let it out. But like I said, you gotta make the best of a bad situation. And then we wrap that set up with four songs that we recorded at the nighttime session down in Dubina when we recorded our Evening in Dubina CD. We had a free dance that night, which I think will definitely go down in all our memories as one of the greatest experiences we've ever had. And this was some of the songs that didn't make it onto that CD just because we ran out of room. And again, some you may not have heard us play before. Annie in the Cabbage Patch, the Dreamland Waltz, the Jumping Jimmy Polka, and just a super hot version of the Lively Krennic's Polka. And I'm going to stop this for a second so I can pick up the next track. So hold on, I'll be right back. All right, here I am. I tell you it'll only be just a second. I just didn't want this commentary track to get too long because I'm scared some of the slower internet connections might time out on it, and I didn't want it to get cut off. So where was I? Oh yeah, that evening down in Dubina. That was a great time. Just phenomenal. I mean, just some of the memories, like the Annie and the Cabbage Patch. They actually, there's a private Catholic school down there, and all the students came in and danced. They put on a performance, and that's the reason we played Annie and the Cabbage Patch, so they could do their dance, and that was just neat to see all these teenagers and, you know, like 10-year-olds, 8-year-olds like that, still keeping the culture alive, and it was just phenomenal to see. But just overall, just a fantastic time was had by all. You had to be there. So for those of you that were, you know how much fun it was. And if you weren't, you just It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I'm sorry you missed it. So that's going to do it as far as my commentary goes. I'm sure you're glad about that. But we're going to wrap up the show now with a couple of things. First of all, one last Dance Hall Boys tune. And to me, this just kind of epitomizes everything great about John. It's his accordion playing, his vocal talents. This is one we recorded on the Back to Moravia album called The Tula Check, The Wandering Hobo. And to me, that just kind of, I was just thinking about it, it just kind of sums up John. I think in another lifetime or whatever, this is probably what John would have done. And basically, it's what he did do. Just kind of went from place to place. Did a little work, a little carpentry, a little painting. And had his accordion along and played a little music. So this is a great version. Probably one of my favorite songs we ever recorded. And like I said, just a phenomenal job by John on the vocals. And his accordion playing is just gorgeous. There's a section in here, a little accordion section right in the middle where he builds it up and then he does a decrescendo. He fades it back down right before the vocal, and it's just phenomenal. I mean, it gives me chill bumps. So I hope you enjoy that. And then to close out the show, I'm going to let John take over and let him do the show. This is actually a copy John made of a show he did back in 1997. As many of you know, Thomas Dernan, our bass player, does a show on Sunday mornings on Co-op Radio in Austin. Well, back in 1997, Thomas left for a week or so to go to England. That's where he's originally from. He was born there. And you can still hear a little bit of Thomas in his voice every once in a while. Some of the words he pronounces are some inflection. Still has a little bit of that British accent, and his parents are very British. But Thomas had gone to England for a couple of weeks, and John filled in. So this is a copy of the show that John did on Co-op Radio from 1997. So it's really unique and give you a chance to hear some of the things that John did, because John actually used to do a lot of DJing down in Corpus Christi and stuff when he was younger. So he used to do radio shows and actually did the very first, at the time it was the Dance Hall Boys polka show on the internet. He did the very first one. And then I took over after that. So this is kind of what you might have heard way back in 1998 if you'd been around to hear it. So hope you enjoy it. Hope you enjoyed this look at some of the musical legacy that John left us. It's quite a legacy, and like I said, he was just hell of a guy, and I miss him, but I know he's in a much better place, and we'll meet up again sometime. So enjoy it. Quick note, if anybody would like a copy of this show, drop me an email. And it's one of the things I want to share as far as the great music that John left us. I'll make you free copies of this show and mail them to you. So drop me an email. Say you'd like a copy of this show. I will send it to you for free. If you want to send me a couple of bucks back to cover postage, I would appreciate it. If not, don't worry about it. But like I said, this is one show only. I'm offering it up. It's going to be very cheaply packaged. I'm not even going to put cases. It's just going to be CDs and little slip covers and then a copy of the track listing. But if you like a copy of the show, I'll be happy to supply one for you. So just drop me an email. So until next month, everybody take care. Be safe. You got loved ones out there. Make sure you tell them you love them and give somebody special a hug once in a while. So we will talk to you next month. Until next time, bye-bye. Lasko mo srdečko nosi vam.
aż różenki ci chcę, ale już nie chodzi. Można się zlobić. Kam se mi zatula, znać se mnie milował, ktoś to ví. Věznice, lásko srdečko nosí vám, až ruže kytice, ale už nechodí, možná tě že slobí. Kam se mi zatula, snad se mě miloval, kdo što ví.
good morning, boys, girls, and friends. Dobry rano, mushi, shunya, kamarad. We'd like to welcome you to Czech Melody Time here on KOOP Radio 91.7 FM in sunny, beautiful Austin, Texas. Glad you're with us, folks. That was Joe Patek playing their 45 version of the Shiner song on the TNT label. Next, we've got a beautiful waltz coming up by the Country Boys of Venice. And this goes out to Dave, Carol, and James. This one's called Marianko Poitsemano. Mary Jane, come to me. Jane, Marianko Poitsemano. We hope you enjoyed that steel guitar. It's kind of rare to hear a steel player in a Texas polka band. But that guy did a fine job. We hope you moved that table out of the way and did some dancing there. Next, we got a live cut from Austin's own Dance Hall Boys, recorded a month or so ago at the SP Hall in Elgin, Texas. We hope you enjoy this one, one of our favorite new polkas called Little Echo. Yeah, you could even hear a little bit of the crowd noise on that. We had a good time that day. Hope you enjoyed that polka called The Little Echo. Oh, let's see what we got next here. We got a band from New Ulm, Minnesota, the Cousin Reinhardt Orchestra from many, many years ago playing their version of the Whirl Away Waltz. And this goes to Dennis, Marcy, and the kids. Oh, folks, let me tell you what, that was a beautiful waltz. I have a real exciting press release I'd like to share with y'all real quick here. Take me a couple minutes to read. By the way, I forgot to tell y'all this morning, my name is Jan Andruszek, and I'm taking the place of Thomas Dernan this morning, who normally does Czech Melody Time. He is in England visiting relatives, and we'll be back this week, and he'll be back on the air next Sunday. And I'd also like to say, before I forget, thank you, Rodney Moog, for helping me run the board this morning. You're a great pal here.
You're most welcome, John.
Oh, great, thanks.
On with the show.
Okay, here we go, folks. Texas Folklife Resources invites the public to Matička Kultura, that's Mother Culture, the music of Czech Texans, on Sunday, August 17th, that's next Sunday, folks, 1997, at the historic Sangarunde Hall, located at 1607 San Jacinto Boulevard in Austin. Matička Kultura will begin with a panel discussion from 2 to 3 p.m. on the complex and fascinating development of Czech music traditions in Texas, and finishes off the only appropriate way with a full-on Czech polka dance from 3 to 7 p.m. And folks, we want you to know there's no admission, and it is open to the public. Polka music, which has come to be the most popular and best-known style of contemporary Czech music, drew on the Czech song tradition, the ensemble style of the brass bands, and the wide availability and versatility of accordion music. As polka style flourished, it has been influenced by Western swing, commercial country, and jazz, and adapted to contemporary tastes to become the amplified dance hall music it is today. The panel will include discussion of these various styles and demonstrations by some of the participants. These will include Mr. Julius Tupa from Houston, Texas. He is the editor of the Texas Polka News, also a polka DJ in Houston, and guitar player for his own band, The Sound Connection. Austin's own Dance Hall Boys accordion player, myself, thank you, John Andruszek, and legendary band leader and hammered dulcimer player Ray Krennic. And I understand that Ray will be bringing his huge hammered dulcimer with him, and he's going to do a performance on that instrument. So if you've never heard a hammered dulcimer played, please come down and watch Ray do this. He will blow you away. After the panel discussion, stay and experience the real thing. Polka music played by the Dance Hall Boys, Austin's own and only Czech polka band. Remember, folks, there's no admission, and it is open to the public. It all starts at 2 p.m. at Sangarunde Hall. Texas Folklife Resources is sponsoring this in the Lone Star Day, Austin, Travis County, Texas. Thank you so much, folks. Let's get into another piece here. Let's get some music. We'll be right back. Oh, folks, that was Romy Gosh and his band back in the 30s and 40s, known as the Wisconsin Polka King. Had great style. We even play a little bit of his music in our band, the Dancehall Boys. We might play that for you next Sunday. That was called 20 Crowns. Let's do some Nebraska stuff here next by the Marv Nissel Band from Schuyler, Nebraska. This is a beautiful waltz called Lakeside. Folks, I tell you what, that was another pretty waltz. Hope you did some dancing there. Folks, we want to remind you that coming up at 11 a.m., please stay with us on the air at Co-op this morning, 91.7, and catch the very best in reggae, ska, and jump, is it, Paul? With Paul Kay doing Jamaica Gold this morning. Y'all stick around. Okay, speaking of Ray Krennic, who is going to be here next Sunday at the Mother Culture event at Sangarande Hall, and the guy who's bringing his big, huge hammered dulcimer that you got to see played if you've never seen one before. Here's a cutoff of a 33 he did back in the late 50s, early 60s. From Wallace, Texas, Ray Krennic and his group, a polka called Andulka Shafa Shrava. We'll be right back. quotes. If you listen real close, you could hear that hammered dulcimer being played by Ray Krennic on that piece right there called Anduko Shafa Shava. And in English, that's basically Annie and the Foreman. Annie who loves her geese. I wish they had sung it. They didn't do the words on that one. But anyway, you got to hear a little bit of that hammered dulcimer there, and hopefully you'll get to come join us next Sunday at Sangarande Hall at 2 p.m. for the big Mother Culture event. Austin's own dance hall boys making their debut in the city of Austin County, Travis, Texas. Boy, Rodney, that didn't come out right, did it? But anyway, let's go into an old waltz here that our band plays. And if you remember it next Sunday, ask us to play it, and we will. It's called the Tipsy Waltz, and this was recorded in about 1957 by the Lee Ilse Orchestra from LaGrange, Texas. And his orchestra from LaGrange, Texas in 1957 with Leroy Matoka on accordion going, yeah, I think you heard him say that. Anyway, folks, we sure are glad you joined us this morning for Czech Melody Time right here on Co-op 91.7 FM, Austin, Texas, on this fine Sunday. Thank you all for listening. Please join Thomas Dernan next Sunday morning at 10:30. He'll be back from England, and I'm sure he'll be fit to do a show. I'm sure he's missed it, and we'll be glad to have him with our band next Sunday at Sangarande Hall. Panel discussion from 2 to 3 p.m., no charge, no admission, and it's open to the public. Y'all come join us. We guarantee you, you'll have a good time, and we'll all have some good dance music and so on and so forth. Anyway, let's end up the show here today with another live recording from our own band, the Austin Dance Hall Boys. We'll play this next Sunday, too, a beautiful waltz called Forsaken Memories, and this goes out to our friends at the Gettysburg House.
And a good morning to everybody. It's 11:01 right now at KOOP Austin. Whoa, haven't had my coffee.